Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
On the line now, I have Barbara Jennings, who is over in the Soul Art Gallery. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, John. Yes, here I am in the Soul Art Gallery on Dawson Street at the most amazing exhibition by Remy Yang, originally from Korea. This is very beautiful work, folks. I'm really coming to see it. I am talking to Martin Davis, and tell us about this woman.
How you doing? Barbara, this is Remy Yang has been with us for about the last 10 years. She was born in Korea, brought up in Japan, but about 30 years ago, she moved over to America and just got into some of the biggest art galleries over there. And she's been painting ever since. In the last 10 years, we've had her work in the gallery here.
Absolutely fantastic. She seems to like a vision of women.
Well, yeah, she basically, what her style is that she mixes the kind of contemporary style with a very traditional style. You know, she has figures of women in it, but a lot of the time you'll find it's also a mixture of the East and West. You know, you have the kind of the Oriental kind of style, and then mixed with kind of traditional Western, like in the Florence, you have this classical kind of painters with, you know, the Michelangelo type of character. So she's able to mix those two styles together, and then have a it's an incredible mixture, and people love it actually.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. Do you know what I like really? Come over here. These three women, are they triplets? They look like they could be triplets.
No,
and it's absolutely fantastic that the yellows and the goldens coming out.
Yeah, I mean it's based on an artist called Henri Latre from Parisian artist in the 1890s. So she's kind of painted them and painted three of that style, and it's quite amazing. It's like Andy Warhol did one time. He did about 80 Marilyns, you know. So it's kind of doing that replication, but it's all painted though. Whereas Andy Warhol just kind of printed them off. She's actually painted each one. And each of the ladies is holding a dog. She's a flower in her arm. But there's an incredible kind of mood to them as well. It's just brilliantly painted.
Absolutely beautiful. And some of the work is under a resin, is this, that she has?
Yeah, it's a very interesting style. She pours the resin on and it makes it look like it's like a lacquer or a varnish, you know. And that looks, it just gives it an incredible finish to the painting. And funny, you can't do it on canvas. You have to do it on board, because if you put resin on canvas, it actually, it starts to lean heavily on one spot. But on board, or on wood, it's grand. It just spreads out evenly and there's a beautiful finish on it, you know.
Well, it is indeed. And then there's this lady in pink. A very old costumey feeling.
Yeah, that's how she kind of blends the old paintings, like in the 17th, 18th, 19th centuries, and then she puts a whole big modern touch on it, you know, by using the, you know, just throws paint at the canvas. You see the drips of paint coming down like that, and then she gets the palette knife, she whacks on a whole lot of yellow. So it's an old kind of canvas, but it looks in a modern context. So that's why she's been so successful. She was shown in the Golden Globes in the foyer in 2009. Mm. Halle Berry bought six of her paintings, and Dr. Phil commissioned her to do a painting for his house, and also Stephanie Meyer from the trilogy series, the Twilight, you know, the trilogy Twilight series. She actually bought several of her paintings as well. So it's something about the old effect, which she's putting in a modern context. And that's what people like as well.
Absolutely fantastic. What else? I like this girl. This is a girl in red, and with all the flowers zooming around like in a whirlwind.
Yeah, she looks a bit like a bit like an Irish Colleen in a sense. You know, slightly, you know, kind of blondy hair, but it's again like it's the colour, as you say, you know, which really brings out in her work, and it's a lovely setting as well. She's just surrounded by flowers, but then there's all these kind of abstract designs on her dress. So, you know, it's great the way she's able to kind of mix in all those different themes, and she does it very well, you know. I think that's the strong point of her work, you know.
Yeah, well, she does execute all this work very well, and it's absolutely beautiful. What price range are we talking at, from what to what?
You go from about 500 up to about 10,000. Yeah.
Right. So that's something for everybody. 500 is very affordable.
Yes, no, that's right. That's some of her prints, you know.
All right, yeah. Well, you know, Martin, that's absolutely fantastic. Do you have a website for people to look up your gallery and this exhibition?
Yes, solart.ie. So that's it's very easy. We have all our artists on there. But if you could just scroll down to Rimi Yang, that'll show you all of Rimi's paintings, you know, that we have available.
Absolutely fantastic, folks. This is a very beautiful exhibition, and I do say to people who've never been to a gallery, please come in, and we'll introduce you to art, and everybody's welcome.
Yeah, I mean, it's just across the road from Hodges and Figgis. Loads of people just even pop in, go over there, in there, and then they go for a coffee afterwards in Starbucks. So it's all in a little circle here, so, you know, come in.
That's it, folks. John, you'll have to get into this exhibition as well. This is one to... It's on for another couple of weeks or so. So there you go.
Yes, I went online and some of the stuff is really beautiful. And
isn't it?
We're always saying it, Barbara. People should get out there. There's another world out there, and it's all free.
It's all free to come in. And you're welcome. People seem to think, you know, art galleries, oh no, we can't go in. You can, folks. You really can. And come in and go for coffee, as Martin says, and you're very welcome. And just kind of look at the beauty, and maybe someday you'll buy a piece.
Okay. Well, once again, thank you very much, Barbara.
Okay, John, sure. See you next week.
Yeah, talk to you next week.
Bye.
Yes, that was Barbara Jennings over in the Saul Art Gallery.
Music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.